news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, taking fabulous care of us, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, David Roser is back. Dr. David Roser, he's the CEO of Encina. That's the company that wants to put $1 billion plastics circular manufacturing facility in Point Township. Good morning, Dr. Roser. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Am I saying your last name correctly? I'm sorry, it's been a couple months since we last spoke.
You absolutely did. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Thank you. And Michael Moore, that makes this a little easier, Director of Government Relations and Compliance for Encina, also on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having
me. I do appreciate it. Been a couple months since we started to have these conversations to find out what was going to go on at Encina. I think you first spoke to us on the On the Mark program early in March. What is the latest update, the news, the newest information from Encina and your hope to move forward on this?
Yeah, great. Well, again, thanks for having us this morning. I did want to address first, I think you had a question related to the addressing of the Point Township variance issue for our building. I want to let you know that we're in the final stages of redesigning that building to be able to fit within the current Point Township regulations. So that's where we are on that. That's almost complete.
All right, fantastic. That's one issue. You were denied at a zoning board back in March that because of the height of the plant. So this scientific process that you're in the process of inventing and developing can comply with a lower ceiling. I believe it was an 80-foot ceiling that was the issue.
Yeah, that is correct. And that is actually our front end of the process where we are separating out the plastics to get the right plastics to go to our next step. And so it's basically just a separation process, and that process can fit within the regulations of Point Township.
Okay. Are you getting a time frame when you'll be able to bring the reconfigured plans back to the township?
Certainly. So we were in the process of finalizing, you know, that plan as well as more detailed engineering, and then going also through the permitting process as well at this point. So the goal is still to start construction by the end of this year. And so those plans will be coming forward very soon.
Any other updates and news from the plants? Anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, we'd love to. Well, first of all, I'd like to let you know that we are going to be having another community update event scheduled for Tuesday the 13th of June at a local community elementary school. And we're going to be sharing details with the community over the next several weeks on that. So that'll be an opportunity for community members and others to hear from Encina and ask questions and get more details about what we're going to be doing going forward. So that's a very, very important update that we'd like to share.
Right. A couple
other things. CTCI Americas has now joined Hyundai Engineering and Construction as the engineering procurement and construction part of our business. So they will be actually CTCI Americas will be working locally with the various construction workers in building the plant as we go forward. So that was a very, very important update. And then finally, I'll let Michael talk about the local representative we're bringing on board in the community.
Yeah, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we have extended an offer and it's been accepted to have a local representative. I think we'll wait till he's on board in a couple of weeks, beginning of June, to make the official announcement, but we will have a local representative who will be well-known to the people of Northumberland County. He will be staffing a local office, and we're really excited about it. Look for more information about that coming in early June.
All right. So this is going to be an individual that is going to help answer questions. This will kind of be the front person for this to help get you going. Any other updates or news that's associated with this? Either of you. Okay, I guess not. I'll take that as a...
Nope, we're good.
Those are the biggies. All right, if folks are just joining us midstream on any conversation about Encina, Dr. Roser, just reiterate what the numbers, the size of the plant, the scope, the cost, I guess the jobs, and what we're talking about when we start to talk about Encina in Point Township.
Yeah, that's very important to understand. I mean, so first of all, there's going to be, depending on the part of the construction we're going through, anywhere from 700 to 1,000 construction workers on site for over 2 years building the project. And then once it's up and running, there'll be at least 300 and probably more than that as we're going through our process of understanding, you know, all the resources we need there. But over 300 people actually have jobs at the plant going forward. So the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association did a third-party study, and it looks like it's well over $2 billion of economic impact to the area for the first 5 years. So it's a significant impact economically and for the job side of things as well. And then, of course, that economic impact is important not only for the jobs that are at the site, but then all the important trickle down that happens within the area as those people come into work and are working at our plant every day.
We already have a significant worker shortage around here and a significant housing shortage. There's some folks that are saying, I don't know, this doesn't sound all that inviting to me. It's like having another big hospital come to our area. We already are having trouble finding enough workers. Why is this, what's your reaction to that comment?
Well, I think, you know, workers are, you know, that's an issue for everyone in the U.S. at this point, as we all know. However, there is the issue of you know, the local plant down the road is going to be for Merck is going to be closing, and so you're taking out 300 workers from that plant, and hopefully plugging many of them into our plant going forward. So we're hoping that there's going to be workers from that plant and other areas locally that we can staff this up. So we're working on that right now. But yes, that is an important part of what we're trying to do, to make sure we have the right workers, the right skill sets to work in our plant.
Maybe a correlated question is, how much opposition can you withstand to this? There's a citizens group. There aren't that many government entities that are truly opposed yet, so we don't have a USPCI situation like we had here 20 years where almost everybody was opposed to it. How much opposition and cold shoulder can you deal with if you're going to force this into Point Township?
Well, I wouldn't say we're trying to force it into Point Township. I'm saying I think we're going to be a very, very good community steward and a big part of the community going forward. And so we are working. What we're trying to do is make sure that people have the correct information. There's a lot of misinformation out there right now. And so that's part of that. What we're doing is bringing somebody on to be able to answer questions on an easier basis for people. We're also going to continue to have our engagements with the community, including the one on June 13th. And so for me, it's not necessarily a bad to have opposition. I'd like to have opposition that would be willing to listen and understand and learn about what we're doing rather than just try to scare people. And that's why we're trying to do this community outreach. And that's why that's so important.
Michael, what are you hearing in terms of government entities around here? You got an official no from one zoning board, but what do you hear from the supervisors and county commissioners?
Yeah, we've heard good, strong support throughout the levels of government. The local levels that you just referenced, the township and the county, the state government as well. And we even got, you know, something of an endorsement from President Biden when he listed us on a nationwide map of projects of significance. It was around Christmas time that he did that, so that was a nice unexpected Christmas surprise for us. So we're feeling, you know, very good about where we are with all levels of government. We still have work to do there as we work our way through the permitting phase. But really, from local all the way up to the top, we've had good recognition and good support.
What of that misinformation? Go ahead and correct some now. What are you hearing? I know some folks that understand science are skeptical that you can scale this up. Some folks that understand truck traffic and train traffic and transportation, you know, say this is, sort of a doubling and redoubling of existing volumes. Correct some of the misinformation now.
Yeah, sure. So, we can't go through all of it, but you know, so as an example, people are saying we're just going to burn plastic. Well, that is not the case. We are going to, take plastic and chemically move it back into its building blocks, basically. And so that you know, burning plastic is not going to happen. Someone talked about how this could never happen because it takes too much energy. Well, I'll just use one word for you, catalyst. We are using a catalytic system, right, to convert those materials into base chemicals, right? And catalysts are used across chemistry. They're also in our bodies. You know, our enzymes are catalysts, and so they make things happen by lowering the energy that it takes to make something happen. So those are some of the things that we've been hearing, and there's a lot more, you know, that have happened, you know, been said out there, and that's why we're going to be having this discussion on the 13th to talk to people about these types of things. Things like, you know, catalysis. It's a normal thing that happens in chemistry, right?
All right, fantastic. Well, we're out of time. I'll give you an open mic to add anything you wish to. I guess we'll start with David Roeser. Anything to add additionally?
Well, again, Mark, I'm appreciative of you having us on this morning. We're very excited still to be in as a part of the community, and we look forward to giving more information and providing more transparency to the local community.
All right, fantastic. Michael, anything to add?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to engaging with community members at upcoming events.
Do stay in touch, man. Thank you so much for the information and the answers and your help. And looks like we'll see you on the 13th, if not sooner. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Dr. David Roeser, the Encina CEO, and Michael Moore, Director of their Government Relations and Compliance for Encina.